Lachem Beis Perek Yud Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Yehu is showing his incredible willingness to mete out justice at the edge of a sword. And now he's gathering the Baal worshippers together by pretending to be one of them. Achav worship Baal a little, I'm going to worship Baal a lot. Everybody come to the big dance. Everybody come to the Baal prom. It's an invitation that everybody wants. RSVP. Vayishlach Yehu, BYOB, bring your own Baal. Vayishlach Yehu b'chol Yisrael. So Yehu does not take half measures when he wants to massacre people. He wants to get as many victims as possible. And again, you know, I'm putting down Yehu a lot. He's doing something that is for the honor of God. But, you know, as Rabbi Israel has been pointing out all along, the level of detail being described by the Nach shows that there's something amiss here. And that Yehu's revolutionary ideals have taken over his ethics and his ability to distinguish about the value of life. So Yehu sent out messengers among all of Malchus Yisrael. Vayavo kol ovdei HaBaal. And it sounds like the threat wasn't even necessary. All of the Baal worshippers came. V'lo nishar ish asher lo va. Not a single man was left out who didn't come to join the greatest Kiddush HaBaal, as it were, that was ever going to be made. Everybody's coming. And where are they coming to? By Yavo Beis HaBaal. Came to the house of Baal, they did. By Yimolei Beis HaBaal Peh Lo Peh. And the house of Baal was filled from mouth to mouth. Meaning from opening to opening. From the eastern entrance to the western entrance. From the front door all the way out to the exit in the alleyway. Everything packed with Baal worshippers. Makes you think perhaps of the time that the Plishtim packed in the base Dagon to see the humiliation of Shimshon. And Shimshon quite literally brought the house down. Quite a final performance. Chavez vayomer la'asher al ha-mel-tacha. And so, the orders were given. Yehu said to the one who was in charge of the Meltacha. The Meltacha seems to mean the wardrobe. The place, Rashi says, Shekrachin Besochan, Vigonzin Tachshite Ovde HaBaal, that they folded up and put all of the Baal worshipping robes inside, and all of the Tachshitin, all of the adornments. So the Baal worshippers who got dressed up real fancy for the rituals, all of them were in the Meltacha. So apparently this is an important Baal functionary, the guy with the keys to the wardrobe. And Yehu said to him, Hotzei levush l'chol ovdei HaBaal. Bring out clothing. Levush implies almost a uniform, the required clothing. Kohen Gadol had levush. So bring out the robes, bring out the uniforms for all of those who worship the Baal. Vayotzei lohem ha-malbush. And they brought out for him the uniforms for them. I'm sorry, he, the Meltacha, brought out for them, the Baal worshippers, all of these robes, distinctive looking robes. Orange robes, maybe. I don't know what color Baal worshipping robes were. But, as one would expect, when all the Baal worshippers get into their Baal worshipping robes, they become a lot easier to identify when the time comes for the Zevach Gadol. And this way they'll be easily rounded up. And if any of them try to escape, by putting on the robe, they are showing clearly and openly that they are pleased to wear the colors of the Baal. They are traitors to God by virtue of their outfits. And you know what it means when you wear the wrong outfit. Oh, they wore the same thing I did. Chav Gimel vayavo Yehu vihonadav ben Rechav beis HaBaal. And so remember, he had a passenger in the chariot. So Yehu and Yehonadav ben Rechav, the Keni, came to the house of Baal. It's the party scene. Everybody's being seen. Kardashians are there. Everybody's there. Vayomer lo'ovdei HaBaal. And he announced, he said to the worshippers of Baal, Chapsu, So now he's bringing them in on what they think is the conspiracy of the Baal. Go search. Go seek. Uru'u. Pen yesh po imochem me'avdei Hashem. Peel your eyes. Check it out. See if there's anybody here with you who are actually servants of God and not the Baal. Ki im ovdei haba'al levadam. So he's encouraging them to humiliate anybody they find who's a God worshiper, who's trying to adopt protective coloration and be among the Baal worshippers. Now, this way, Yehu's actually saving the Ovdei Hashem by having them publicly humiliated. But in fact, that wouldn't happen. Because anybody who was already a steadfast follower of HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't there anyway. They're hiding in their houses under their beds, hoping they don't get caught out for not coming. Only the really enthusiastic Baal worshippers are present. So in fact, although Yehu made it sound like if you don't come, you're doomed, he really has made sure to strain through everybody so that only Ovdei HaBaal are going to be punished. And they are the only ones there. The ones who are still there who don't really believe in Baal but are there to curry favor with Yehu will be punished right along with it because they have no religious convictions and Yehu is going to give it to them good. So everybody get together. It's time for the great Zevach.